The movie Pearl Harbor, a wartime romance, drew big crowds in its opening weekend. December 7th will mark the 60th anniversary of the surprise attack that sent America into World War II. This morning, the beginning of a true tale of Pearl Harbor. On December 7th, Arthur Bud Montaigne was a young radio man aboard the USS California. NPR's Renee Montaigne got her father's old letters out of the attic and had him tell his story.
The story started really 2 years before Pearl Harbor, back in Sioux City, Iowa, when 18-year-old Art Montaigne left a note behind in an empty house. To his parents and six younger brothers and sisters, he wrote, "I've joined the Navy. I'll write when I get to California." His family was still struggling out of the Depression and couldn't afford to send him to college. The Navy offered a shot at radio school. Soon his mother received a gleeful letter. "I've been accepted into the radio gang," Art wrote. What's more, having graduated at the top of his class, the young sailor was assigned to the flagship of a 3-star admiral, and he was headed for Hawaii.
"Dear Mom, having quite a time in Honolulu. Hula dances on the ship, swimming
at Waikiki Beach. I got a snapshot of Dorothy L'Amour, but as I didn't have a pencil or anything, I didn't get her autograph. She is quite pretty. Betty Davis comes in today. Have to go on watch now. Love, Bud."
"I saw Dorothy L'Amour on the beach at Waikiki. She was out there. They were having the world premiere of the movie that she'd made with Bing Crosby and Bob Hope. She was sunbathing. So my friend, Joe Ross, and I, we went over and laid down about 5 feet from her, and Joe took a picture of me doing that. And then I took a picture of him, and this lady come running out yelling at us, and it was her mother. She says, 'Get away from my daughter, get away from my daughter.' We were just taking a picture of her."
Art wrote home about surfing, his first taste of papaya, and more serious matters. "Pearl Harbor is guarded like a mint," he wrote in the spring of 1940. "The whole fleet is bottled up in that small harbor." In March of 1941, the young sailor described two torpedo bombers colliding on maneuvers, leaving 6 men dead. That letter hinted at a daring plan.
"Here's $5 to be used
on insurance or whatever else you see fit. I would have sent more, but I'd promised to lend one of the guys some money so he would have enough to buy a ring set. He's planning on getting married when we go back to the States. He's one of my best friends, and we've made plans together which may materialize soon. I can't tell you just yet what they are. It is nothing to be secret about, but I would rather not have you know just yet, because you may think it rather absurd. Well, I can't go on if I want this to go clipper, so I'll say so long, and love, Bud."
That not-so-absurd plan was this. Art and the Texan Joe Ross, charming and so handsome even his buddies admitted he looked like the movie star Tyrone Power, the two of them would join the Canadian Royal Air Force, which was then fighting alongside Great Britain. Europe had been at war for 2 years, France had fallen, and the U.S. had agreed to release any of its soldiers and sailors who were accepted into the RAF.
"We both wanted to be pilots. They were really fighting. We decided that we were out there having maneuvers with the fleet and been out there for a year, and it didn't look like our expectations. Why can't we do something to help the British? They were in desperate need of to defend themselves against the German Air Force, and they were just plain desperate for pilots." And when we got back to California for 3 weeks in October of 1941, the first thing Joe and I did, we went over into the Canadian consulate, and they said, "Well, we're sorry, but you're a few months too late."
By October of 1941, the U.S. had decided it needed all the men it had in uniform. This turn of events did leave Joe free to go back to Abilene and see his childhood sweetheart. Art had a few days to indulge his passion for big band music. One night, he walked into the Crystal Ballroom in Long Beach and spotted a girl so young and pretty, he did something unusual. He hesitated before asking her to dance.
"So I took her out on the dance floor and realized right away she didn't know California-style dancing. And I said, 'You must have come from Iowa.' And she said, 'No, as a matter of fact, I grew up in Nebraska.' 'Oh, I understand.' So you don't know the Palladium Shuffle or the Balboa Hop and some of our California dances."
Her name was Aline. She already had a date for the next night, but told Art he could come by a little earlier for coffee. When he showed up, the date was already there.
And I apologized. I said, you know, I didn't intend to break into your date. I just met Aline yesterday, and I just asked her, could I spend a few minutes with her tonight because I have to go back aboard ship and we're leaving in the morning. He said, well, that's fine. He was older than I. He was in his mid-20s, had a car, all this nice stuff. So he says, come on, let's go down and we'll have a drink. And then we went to a very nice place in Long Beach and we sat down, ordered a round of drinks, and here come my friend Joe Ross. Now he's back to ready to go board ship, and he came over and said, well, how are you doing? And he's in uniform. And I said, Joe, I'd like you to meet. And I introduced him to the guy and to Aline. And I went to the men's room. You know, Joe Ross comes over and tries to say, come on, why don't you leave those two guys and come out with me? You know, it was a joke, but he did approach her. And we talked, and I found out that she did grow up on a farm in western Nebraska, and it was the first girl I'd ever met that I really was smitten with. It's kind of like love on first sight.
Art remembers mentioning the word love and marriage, but at midnight, he had to hurry back to his ship. 3 weeks later, on December 5th, the USS California pulled into Pearl Harbor. On December 6th, Art went into Honolulu to do some Christmas shopping. He bought his sister's muumuus and his brother's games. For the girl back in Long Beach, he bought an opal ring and mailed it on his way back to the ship.
So the next morning on December 7th, I woke up, had a cup of coffee, and about 7:50, I heard this tremendously loud clang, 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 followed by the bugle call, which was our signal to go to battle stations.
Radio man second class Arthur Montaigne raced to his battle station, high up above the main deck with the Admiral's staff.
And I could look out and see the Japanese planes, which were just airplanes to me, and I thought it was just a drill that nobody told us about. I saw two of them approaching us just about the level of my eyes across the harbor. And they obviously were two torpedo planes, and about half the distance across the harbor, they each dropped their torpedo. Then I started watching their rivets of the torpedoes coming and approaching the ship. And then finally they disappeared from my view, and a fraction of a second later they hit the side of our ship. And the ship shook, and the water blew 50 feet in the air above the sides. And immediately the ship started easing to the port. Then the planes, immediately as they got to the ship, they had to fly over it, and they zoomed up, and here was these great big red balls on the bottom of the wings. And that's when we knew this was no drill.
It was a few minutes past 8 in the morning, and the attack on Pearl Harbor had just begun.
Tomorrow, Renee Montaigne continues the tale of a young sailor who was there, her father, Arthur Bud Montaigne.